everybody. This is Hop Culture. We're the Hopkins sisters, Claire, Grace, Anne, and Tess. Four sisters living in different time zones, recapping our lives, giving each other unsolicited advice, and hopefully giving you a laugh in the process. Who knows, if you stick around, we might even touch on something substantial along the way. Hey, hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much, listeners, for tuning in to Hop Culture today. Before we jump into our episode, I just wanted to pose a question to everybody. And listeners, I'd love to know if you're experiencing this as well. Two things I've noticed in the last week. I don't think they're related, but they're new. One is that I have been bombarded by a series of very bizarre Instagram ads. Like, I've always gotten ads, but they were typically for, you know, J. Crew or like influencers.
Things that you may ever use or buy.
Yeah. And like brands or like influencers that seem to be like legit. Lately, in the last week or so, it's been strange things. Like, I got I've got a lot of advertisements for like plastic surgeons in other countries.
Whoa.
A lot of hygiene products that don't seem like they're like FDA approved. Personal litigation, people that are buying ads to advertise like personal drama that.
Oh,
what? Yeah.
That's not what I thought you meant, like Misney.
No, that Misney is a personal injury attorney here in Cleveland. He's iconic. No, Misney I would welcome. No, just people that have had like conflicts with like a gym and they're like, they have an account trying to, you know, litigate and they're, I guess, buying advertising to like spread awareness. It's.
What? I wish I want that.
It's kind of that. Entertaining, yeah. But I don't like it because it's making Instagram feel really like seedy to me. I don't know. I'd love. Uh-huh. I don't know why I'm the only one. None of you have had this happen.
Mm-mm. No,
mine are still normal brands.
Okay. Well, dang,
you
I was
have
hoping
been
it was
somehow hacked or
yeah.
I mean, maybe the algorithm is good enough to know that I'm the type to get sucked into this because obviously it's working. Because I'm like, whenever there's personal drama, I'm always like, what is this? And then I click on it, and then I'm like reading it. So I guess maybe it knows that I'm the perfect target.
It's because you keep saving videos of HOA disputes.
No, that's on TikTok, not on Instagram. I keep those things separate. I keep my Instagram classy. So I don't think that's why. But okay, well, the other thing that has been happening is I've had a huge uptick in like unfortunate gaffes and like embarrassing moments in the last week. And I don't know if it's related to like the moon, maybe the eclipse, perhaps.
Probably the eclipse.
Yeah, it is the eclipse for sure.
Has anyone else been experiencing this?
No.
I have. I really
do
have.
Do tell.
Well, I can't think of the example right now, but I legitimately have noticed lately that I'm just like doing a lot of dumb things, embarrassing myself in various ways. And I was like, this is so weird. And I didn't think about it in connection with the eclipse.
because who would?
But you're probably right. And I even was thinking, like, I'm about to go on my girls' weekend to Chicago. Mm-hmm. And I was
I forgot about that.
I was trying to predict, like, how many embarrassing things I would do or say per day. And that's just not something that I would have thought about until recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you're onto something.
I think something's up because I won't belabor like everything, but I had a bag rip in the line. So I was getting through the turnstile at the Columbus Zoo last week, and the bag that I had our lunch in ripped clean through, like not just a little tear, like it was completely ripped in two. And Dave had run back to the car for something and Grace was in the other line buying her ticket. And so I was alone with the kids and there was food for seven people. Like it was so much food. No. So I'm like kicking food with my shoe to try to just get out of the way because there's like a huge line behind me. So that was embarrassing. I set off an alarm at the gym on accident. I ended up in a funeral procession on the road and everyone was going around me and like passing me. So I've had a lot of really memorable, embarrassing moments happen. And I don't know what's going on.
This is like everything that would happen in an episode on a sitcom. Like,
The funeral procession was more scary because I didn't know. I don't remember seeing that happen a lot other places I've lived, but in Cleveland, it's like very common to see funeral processions just on like big main roads and like everyone has their hazards on. And then there's a car that's not a police officer, but they have like sirens and lights and they swoop into the intersection and just like stop traffic. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. And I turned right out of a parking lot, not realizing that I was getting in the middle of a funeral procession. And then I was like, I don't know what to do. Oh. And they all started going around me and I was just stopped like on the road.
Why didn't you just turn your blinkers on and just?
I was too timid. I thought I'd get arrested or something, but I should have just done that. I could have run all the red lights, but it seemed like bad mojo to join in on a funeral that I'm not a part of. But yeah, I've just had a lot. So listeners, let us know. I don't know. I've never really been into like the moon predicting things, but something does seem to be up.
Well, Claire, that's a lot of problems is what I'm hearing. And you know who else has problems? Our listeners. Was that good transition? Very smooth. Nice. So today we're doing problem solvers. And if you're not familiar with this series of episodes, we ask our listeners to submit problems anonymously. It can be on any topic. And then we just do our darndest to solve the problem.
Yeah, and we're not professionals. We don't really have expertise, but we have a willing heart and the best of intentions. So it's just, you know, take it or leave it, basically. Okay. It's kind of interesting. I think this is the third problem solvers we've done. And it's interesting to see frequent subjects that come up. And this time in particular, we had a lot of questions kind of on the topic of like finding your style again after you have a baby or like confidence when you feel like you've lost your personal style. Like I was like, oh, that's interesting. Maybe it's because like winter's ending. And we're all like wanting to come out of hibernation. I don't know. But we got a lot of those questions. So I'm really going to need you guys to chime in because I didn't submit these, but I could have because they're all things I struggle with. So I will read question number one. This says, I have plans to see some friends from high school this summer. I haven't seen some of them in 15 plus years. We are in very different phases of life. I have kids. None of my friends do yet. They are all very active and fit, and I have slowly made exercise less and less of a priority as my life gets busy and crazy with my kids. I am feeling super insecure about seeing my friends. I get that this sounds so shallow. They all look the same or better than they did in high school, and I am overweight and struggling with adult acne. I hate that I care so much. How do I shift my mindset? Well, this is very vulnerable and I think very relatable. Everyone feels nervous to see people that they haven't seen in a long time, no matter like what you're insecure, like what, you know, the source of the insecurity is. I don't think you should feel bad about caring. I think it's very understandable. Mm-hmm.
I think that, I mean, if these are high school friends and it's been at least 15 years or more since high school, then you're probably in your 30s, which means that, like, I'm a single person with no kids in my 30s. And that's maybe something that the other friends are feeling insecure about. Like, she's got her life together or she's got things figured out or something. So, like, I bet some of your friends are having similar insecurities, just maybe in different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think, for one thing, we're all, like, thinking more about ourselves than other people are thinking about us. And so they're probably, yeah, worried about their own insecurities. And we've changed so much in the last 15 years or however long since high school. And it's scary to, like, meet new people, but at least, like, you're not worried that they're comparing you to, like, the old version of you. Mm-hmm, and I think when you see, like, your old friends, you're like, oh, we used to talk about how we would all be doing this, you know, or we'd grow up and do that. And, like, you change, and you most likely have changed for the better overall. But yeah, it's hard. It's hard to feel like they don't know. They don't know all these good ways that I've changed. They might just notice that I didn't end up fulfilling my goals that I used to always talk about. But
One other thing I would say is, like, if you do want to, like, get into some sort of exercise program, even, like, just a few weeks before you go. I feel like anytime I start exercising when I haven't been for a while, I always feel, I don't know, your posture gets straighter and you just feel more confident. And, you know, I don't think that you need to worry about losing weight or anything. I think just exercising always gives a little, like, confidence boost, like you just move a little bit more. I can't think of another word besides confident, but...
The last question of how do I change my mindset is so hard because it's just so hard to, like, by sheer will change your mindset. It reminds me of my friend, one of my friends a while ago was feeling kind of insecure and she's like, I know my body, you know, I tell myself my body does good things. I can run, and it was just like she was like repeating all the affirmations that you read online, like that you're supposed to think when you're not feeling great about how you look, and they just don't really work in my experience. Like just telling yourself, like, I'm sure it works for some people. I'm not trying to bash on affirmations, but I would say in my experience when I felt like I didn't measure up to other people, I just try to remind myself that it can be true that, you know, these people are, you know, maybe in my eyes doing really well. They're like beautiful and successful, but it can also be true that I am also like they can be beautiful and you can be beautiful and it doesn't have to be a competition. I don't know if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You don't have to compare. You can just admire what a lovely, beautiful person. And also, I am a lovely, beautiful person.
Yeah. That makes sense. I guarantee that they do not care what you look like.
That's true.
For one thing, you've probably stayed in contact via like social media, at least. Like, it's not going to be a surprise what you look like, you know, like they probably know how you look now and it's not going to be like, oh my gosh, so shocking when they see you. That's going to be the very last thing on their mind. So it's not why they became friends with you. They love all these other things about you.
So. Yeah, friends do not care how you look.
Okay, so our next question is somewhat related to the last. It says, I need a new mom glow up. Any suggestions? So I have two suggestions. Number one would be to listen to our last week's episode about color analysis. And you really don't have to listen to our episode because we were just, you know, bumbling fools trying to figure out our own colors. But use like there's TikTok filters or honestly, you can kind of just Google like your general coloring and at least get an idea.
you know, screenshot a couple color swatches of groups of colors that it thinks you might, it being Google, would think you look good in. Maybe go ahead and like try on some things in your closet and see what colors you feel like are flattering. The reason being, I feel like after I've had kids, I've been particularly haggard looking, just my own personal insecurity. Like, I look really tired. So I feel like having colors that are like flattering to you when you're feeling a little like run down is extra helpful. And then my other thing would be to tan with self-tanner. If you're pasty coloring, mm-hmm. you might not need it. But if you are like me, that is a very helpful thing when you've been inside a lot.
Self-tanner is the easiest and quickest way to glow up about 10 notches. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I would recommend finding some cute and comfy clothes, like some kind of athleisure or just something that you could wear every day around the house that is going to feel like exciting and mm-hmm. fun and make you feel good about yourself. Because I do think when you're a new mom in the trenches, I like to spend a good amount of time after having a baby just being like ugly.
Yeah, that's what nature intended, I think.
Yeah, but you do kind of eventually feel ready to get out of that. And but the thing is, your lifestyle doesn't really change. So you're like, oh, I do still need like comfy clothes, you know?
Yeah. I've seen a few TikToks that lately, and no shade to these ladies, I think it's great. But I've seen a few that are like, I'm a stay-at-home mom, but yes, I get ready every day. And they're mm-hmm. wearing like jeans and like a nice ironed blouse. Top. Yeah.
Dang.
I don't do that
when I have a job that's not a stay, like not a work from home job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's just not realistic to me. So I'm not even going to, it's like, why buy clothes like that when I don't have a need for them right now? And I'm just going to be disappointed in myself that like, I can't attain that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those getting ready. I see that all the time. Like, get ready every day. You'll feel more like yourself. You'll feel more human. But they're like dressed to the nines and like doing like a fresh blowout mm-hmm. every day. Yes. And like, if that's what makes you feel good, then great. But comparing myself to that does not make mm-hmm. me feel good.
Yeah.
So I do think it's helpful to have some outfits that are more practical that I still feel good wearing. And I do like to do a quick makeup routine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And maybe have mm-hmm. like a couple easy hairstyles that can be like my go-to, but that are still cute.
Yeah. Even if it's just investing in some cute claw clips or something.
Yeah.
That will make you feel like a little more put together and find like an in-between of maybe you're not out and about as much as you were for the time being, but you're not feeling quite as grungy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Something I try to do is like, I don't always working from home. I don't always get to this place, but I like to think I want to be able to just answer the door mm-hmm. and feel
yeah.
human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a really good standard. Good guideline. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And I'm not there 10 years into motherhood. Like
my pants have so many holes that I couldn't answer the door because it wouldn't be appropriate.
If I'm doing chores, I'm usually in like full-on pajamas. Like at noon. Like
I
sweaty.
Spend most of my time mm-hmm. in pajamas.
Yeah. But you don't need to be like me. You can do better. So
and I understand the feeling of like wanting to glow up after you have a baby.
Oh, totally.
I understand that. I have a question for Anne, and it's how do I, and I think this could be helpful for this,
this again.
It's every summer
came to my house and tormented me with impossible tasks and questions about glowing up.
It's true. I want the glow up and I want none of the effort. How do I self-tan, but I don't want to I want it to just be like an hour or less once a week.
Of time spent?
Or like, yeah, because it always says like let it dry. And then like if I put jammies on.
Just don't follow the directions.
Oh, I don't do that.
I ignore that. Yeah, I've seen that too, and it's very confusing. So yeah, I like to ignore all the instructions. I just put it on usually at
night. Have you guys seen that wet application lotion that is kind of gone viral? You can put it on like in the shower, like you don't have to dry off first. I think it's a Jergens product.
I was going to say, is this Jergens? Of course I've used that.
It's a Jergens, so I might have to. Well, okay. I thought you liked Jergens, Tess.
No, I do. I'm just saying, come on. Have I heard of Jergens Natural Glow wet application? Yes, I have.
But isn't that one that's like really easy?
It is easy. I'm just like.
You're looking for one that works?
No. I love Jergens. People have gotten in my head about the quality, and now I'm worried that I'm walking around looking too orange.
Don't feel bad. Mm-mm. I use Be Tan, and I always see people hating on that on TikTok. But then the comments are like, wait, I love Be Tan. So
I feel like it's just your skin, like different products look orange on different skins. I'm going to stick with my Jergens then. So I come to this conclusion once a year. I explore my options. And oh my Jergens gosh. Is always the top. Okay, thank you for that. I second everything that was said. And I would just say get some cute hats because my hair tended to not get washed for weeks on end.
I have a cute hat on right now.
This is my birthday hat that I got from mom and dad. It's the New York somethings. I don't Yankees? Know what I'm representing.
Isn't it just the Yankees?
Is it a baseball? Is it baseball? I just didn't know what sport we were talking.
Oh my gosh.
All it's I know like
the
is
the most
it's
iconic
trendy.
Logo of all time.
That's crazy. Get some kids.
Wearing a logo that they don't even know who it belongs to.
Gen Z. That's like classic millennial. That's every basic girl in the history of basic girls. But anyway, yeah, just get some cute hats. Get a good dry shampoo. I always feel best with my hair a little bit done, and then I just dry shampoo it for a really long time until it just doesn't even feel like hair anymore, and then I have to wash it, and that's my cycle. So anyway, that's my only other piece of advice.
Okay, let's diverge from our kind of fashion and self-care theme a little bit. This one says, sorry, I'm looking it up. This one says, how do I get family and friends to quit insisting they have the perfect match for me because we are both single? This is a good one.
Claire and I were actually just talking.
I accused Grace of submitting this and she promised it wasn't her.
I didn't because no one in our family has ever tried to set me up with someone.
That's actually true.
I don't know any good guys.
I was going to say, I don't know anyone that I would want to set you up with.
Yeah.
Well, see, and I appreciate that you put consideration into whether.
Didn't mom and dad have guys that always wanted you to? I don't know if they set you up. But
the Costco guy. Guys saying,
the Costco guy.
They did. They really pushed this one guy on me because they're like, he works at Costco. It's a good career. And I was like, okay, but we have to have like something in
Mom
common.
Mom and Dad's bar was like,
well, I think
low.
He was nice too.
He was a really nice guy. He was a nice person, but
yeah, it's like
it's just like at a certain point you have to be allowed to say you're not interested,
or like, is there any other reason that you think we'd get along?
Nice.
Am I allowed to have any sort of criteria for dating someone? Like, yeah. My suggestion would just be start sending them passive-aggressive links on how to improve their marriage, how to not, I'm just kidding, how to not feel.
Or like job listings or something. Whatever area of their life you think.
Yeah, whatever thing that you think that they are lacking. No, don't do that. That will ruin your relationships.
Grace, what about you have threatened to marry someone that you don't live with or interact with in any way other than just bringing them to family events?
Oh, no, wait, she just was telling me this plan at the zoo.
But that's a classic. Yeah. Oh, if
anyone knows someone who wants to be married in separate states,
more of like a travel buddy.
Yeah, like we'd go on some vacations together. Like we'd meet up sometimes. I'd happily fund his lifestyle.
She said that she
lifestyle.
She's happy being like the provider. She just
doesn't want to spend time with them.
I mean, I'd also be happy with like a chill roommates type. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't want to have to do everything together or like explain myself. Yeah.
Okay, explaining yourself. That is like
a lot of
people
would be interested in this.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, you should have guys knocking down the door for that. Mm-hmm.
I saw a TikTok about remarrying or something. I don't know. And one of the comments was like, I thought about remarrying, but then I realize I don't ever want to explain to someone why I am napping or like, it's why I nap. I'm like,
I think about that
so
all
true.
The time. I think about like, but what if he is a really a morning person? I've met so many people that are like so judgmental if you sleep past 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I just can't deal with it. So yeah, but back to the advice. I don't really have any, because this doesn't really happen to me very much. But I guess my one piece of advice would be just know that it's not a reflection on you. It's not that they think that you can't do better than who they're setting you up with. It's just one of those things that sometimes people don't, maybe they think it would be fun to double date or something. And so they're like, yeah, I'll just set you up with anyone so that mm-hmm. I can bring you along on.
Mm-hmm. Or it's two people they like. Mm-hmm, and are like, mm-hmm. oh,
and they just
so
wish that you would like each
if
other.
If my friend mm-hmm. married my husband's college roommate, like that would be so cool, you know? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This other person could have asked them to find someone. Sometimes people mm-hmm. do that. They're like, hey, can you find me someone to date? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have any single friends? And so they just are kind of like put in an awkward position.
Could you nicely, though, if they're like, oh, I have a guy I want to set you up with, could it be like, oh, like, tell me what we have in common, or why do you think we'd be a good match? You know, like, could you kind of gently call them out on it?
I like that.
You know, like,
I feel like that's a good idea. That's gentle.
Or can you just say, like, I hate going on blind dates. Like, can you just say that until they eventually just, like, get the picture, or mm-hmm. do they not give up?
I mean, if it was, like, our family, I would just be like, oh, I'm not open to being set up, or like, stop trying to set me up with people. You know, like, I would just say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's really like, if it's like close friends and family, I would just say, stop trying to set me up. Yeah. Like,
or I'd just be like, do you really think we'd be a good match? Or is it just because they're single too? Like,
yeah,
I would just
make a joke.
I would just make
that.
A joke of it, probably. It depends on the person, how frank I would be. Did you guys know that grandpa set me up on a blind date in college?
Whoa. What?
Yeah.
I think I remember that.
It was actually a really fun date, and it was very flattering because it was a guy he thought like very highly of. And I don't know, I feel like if a grandpa's going to introduce someone to his granddaughter, like it's he would, you know, it's not just going to be any old guy. So
I don't think I've ever been on a blind date.
I've been on lots.
I've unfortunately been on a few, and they were all horrible. So
I actually felt like mine were mostly fun. None of them led to anything, but like they were fun.
Claire set me up on one. Do you remember?
No. Who was it?
As a freshman in college.
And I have no recollection.
Remember, what was his first name?
What?
Yeah.
Brett? Oh, was it his younger brother?
Oh, yeah. It must have been a younger
brother. Okay, that makes way
more
sense.
He wasn't that much older than me.
Because I was like,
he was an RM, though.
He's my age. Like, that's a lot older than me.
I was a fresh 18-year-old. So it still was a little bit shocking. And I have
no recollection of this. Well, I was going to say Anne went out with a guy from Alaska. They went to general conference together, and then we had them over for dinner. Do you remember that? I don't know if it was a guy you knew.
Me?
It was a guy. So you went to general conference on a Sunday session and then came to me and Dave's apartment.
Was that Anne and her?
No, it was not Anne and I promise. His name was like.
Oh.
No, that was me.
Yes.
That was me. I forgot.
Was it a blind date or
no,
was
we,
it?
We no, knew him.
We knew him.
Grace, but I think it was like a first bleep date. The names.
Yeah.
We could still have this.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that I remember mom and dad pinned a lot of hope on that date.
I feel
everyone really in the family bad. Was excited.
Yeah, actually, I pinned hopes on that date for some reason. I barely knew the guy.
No offense, Matt.
I eventually kind of ghosted him. Not ghosted, but I started dating you know who.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to kind of choose.
Yeah.
Mm.
I chose wrong.
Oh, you chose so wrong.
You did choose wrong.
Although in the end.
In the end, you chose
God right. Bless the broken road.
Yeah. That's really, that's, so circling back to the blind dates, the broken road, what? You never know.
You never know.
No, I'm just kidding. I honor and validate that it's annoying to have people seeing you yeah, when you're not say, wanting like, to be set up.
Mm-hmm. I feel your pain and yeah, just, it's not personal.
Yeah. Okay. This is going to be the last question and it is also kind of related to like dress and appearance. Dress and appearance, the slight for the strength of youth. It says, how do I keep my look up to date? My mom stopped changing her hairstyle and makeup one day and looks so dated. Oh, subtle shade to the mom.
I know.
I hope your mom doesn't listen to this.
Well, she'll never know. I wanted to keep mom. We promise 1000% these are not from us. But you don't look dated at all. You're very cute. I have to give her mom a shout out because she got a new style of glasses like before their mission and she showed us options and I tried to steer her toward the more conservative option and she went with the more kind of a big change and they're very cute on her.
So
and
I was cute wrong. On her.
Mm-hmm. I was so wrong.
Changing your glasses is a sign that you're not stuck in your ways.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
For sure. Okay, sorry. Gaining back to this is quoting our submission. I want to keep my look up to date without falling to major trends, and then parentheses, looking like an aged woman trying to be a teenager, which I believe is worse than being stuck in the past. Those are some hot takes. There's many hot
mm-hmm.
takes.
There's a lot of hot takes. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you guys, this. I think that's an interesting question. Is it worse to look like someone who's too old for a trend or to just be someone who's stuck in the past?
I depends. Think maybe it's because I'm on the younger end a little bit, but I think it's better to look like you're trying to be too young than
that's the opposite of what I was
going to say. I think it's better to just, I think it's lose-lose, like.
It's lose-lose, but there's a certain age, and this is an indictment of our society, but mm-hmm. like at a certain age, we sort of can just stop paying attention to women. Which yeah. is obviously awful, and I'm 3 years away from that happening to mm-hmm. me. But I think that, like, if you're more likely to be ridiculed if you try to look too young, but you're also more likely to soar to higher highs if you pull it off. So,
yeah,
it's tricky. So
here's my opinion. I think knowing that you're, like, aware of that,
mm-hmm. you're not going
to. It's better to.
Exactly.
Try to stay current, and every once in a while, you might accidentally wear something that makes you look like you're trying to be too young and trendy.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to say, actually.
That's a really good point.
Veer a little closer to the looking too young if you have to choose, but I, mm-hmm. yeah, I agree. I think most of the time you'll be fine if you're just aware of that. Yeah. I also would say, maybe the formula is, because I was thinking about, I always think of our grandma.
That's who I was going to say.
When I think of someone
grandma
who
does this
has
so
stayed
beautifully.
So mm-hmm. like classy, age appropriate,
but always seems like she has her nose on what's cute and what's in style.
Yeah. The thing Grandma does really well is she goes like mostly classic, but then has like one element of the outfit that's a little trendy. Mm-hmm.
Way to take the wind out of my statement. That
I'm so sorry.
I wanted to talk about Grandma too. Word what I was going to say. I agree. I you summed it up beautifully.
I'm sorry.
That's the formula that Tess really going to say.
I know. I was like, I think the formula is you have to go mostly classic with like one or two trends mixed in.
Yeah, but I'm guessing if you listen to the podcast, you're probably in like the 20s to 40s range. So you can probably go, like we're saying, a little more trendy than you're thinking.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would also just find like a couple people who are around your age and you like their style, like influencers, or just Google outfits in whatever your decade is. And
totally
just wear stuff that is similar.
I was going to suggest Merrick's Art, who I know we've talked about before, and she's a very popular influencer. So a lot of you probably heard of her, but she's done some reels that talk about this. Like, here's a typical millennial outfit. Here's a way to update it a little bit. Or she'll be like, I just bought Sambas, which are like really trendy right now. So she's like, here's some ways I am wearing them. Like, she is very helpful for anyone in my stage of life who's, yeah, kind of like, I'm in my 30s and I don't know how to wear some of these like trendy things in a way that would make sense for someone my age. So she's my person for that because, yeah, I really like her style.
There are so many accounts that will kind of explain their niche sort of, or like how to dress as a mid-30s, like stay-at-home mom, or like mid-30s work from home, various things, they say, you know, their style, and you can pick someone that has like a similar style to you.
Yeah.
Since this person mentioned hair and makeup, I feel like it's okay to, like, you know, go with the trends a little bit, but I feel like Anne is probably the better person to talk about this, but styles that look kind of more natural or more like I think Anne should just
keep going.
Well, maybe with hair and makeup you don't want to make too much of a statement with as you're older, like a lot of eyeshadow or a lot of lip color or something.
Yes,
it's tricky to know what's, I don't know, yeah, more natural, like Tess was saying.
Yeah, I do think that makeup is something that really dates people, because I feel like my age, we were really into like the 2016 makeup where it was like a full face for any occasion. And then you see like pretty old ladies who are wearing like really thick, heavy, fully lined eyes. And that's probably, you know, what was just in style for them at a pivotal time in their lives. And so it's hard because I can't get away with just wearing no makeup, which seems to be what a lot of young 20s people are doing. Or I do need to wear mascara, I feel like. Whereas some young people are like, what's mascara? Like, we don't wear that, you know? But so that is a hard one, to like look your age, but not look outdated. I think makeup can be a really tricky thing.
I think like little changes make a big difference. And I think you're, like we said, the fact that you're thinking about like, okay, I don't want to just be stuck in this one style forever, but I also don't want to look too young. I think you're going to be on the right track no matter what. And picking like one area to update, whether it's like hair or makeup, like a little change here or there, I think you're recognizing the need to make updates over time. And I think you'll be on the right track. I don't know. I remember when I was planning our wedding, I was really stuck on like, I don't want to look back and think that this looks so 2010, you know? And I actually do feel like my wedding was very classic, but there's always inevitably going to be things that you look back and they just look dated. Like, that's just life. So don't feel, yeah, like my style is a 35-year-old because I'm 35. So it's fine. You know, like I wouldn't feel too bad about embracing being a little outdated like as time goes on. It's just inevitable. Like no matter how hard you try, it just is what it is. And I think you can do it gracefully.
Just tell yourself you're just not embracing fast fashion. And
exactly. Yeah.
You're better for the, you're doing a good thing for the earth.
That is one thing that is nice right now is I feel like almost like everything can kind of work. Like
everything is in style.
Yeah. And it can be overwhelming, but I also feel like people are way more, like I was listening to a podcast where they were saying, they were like, I don't like when people say like things are out, like what's in and what's out. They're like anything, if you like it, it's in. Like, why are we making people feel bad about what's out? You know, and it's like, yeah, just if you feel good in it, that's like half the battle, you know? Mm-hmm. So if you feel confident in it, I wouldn't overthink it.
If you see a trend that you love, don't tell yourself you can't wear that, you know, because it's too trendy or too young. I think you just need to wear what you like to wear. And if you don't have the attitude of one of those ladies who's trying to like act really young and like fit in with young people, you can get away with dressing, you know, maybe a little bit younger than you are and you'll be fine.
That's so true.
Okay. Well, we hope that this was, if not helpful, at least not problematic, and that everyone had a good time and everyone feels happy and seen and validated. And thank you guys for your submissions. It's always really fun. We always get like very thoughtful, like thought-provoking, fun things to talk about. So thank you guys so much. And let's wrap up with weekly wins. I will go first. Mine's really quick. Mine is I finally tried Folex stain remover, which is like people swear by it. And I don't know why I've never tried it, but it's working well for me with a potty training child. It's a large bottle too. Like for, I think it was like $6 and it's like 32 ounces. So it's going to last me a while. So I am impressed so far.
I'm going to have to try that. Mine is tulips. A friend very sweetly bought me some tulips for my birthday, and they're this beautiful lavender color, and they're just
pretty.
They're really all that's like giving me life in these dreary cold days.
My weekly win is I tried egg salad, and it wasn't
your first try.
Were you influenced by TikTok? I feel like I've seen it everywhere on TikTok. People are like,
we had Easter eggs, and I was like, what am I gonna do with these? So I've never tried it because I hate mayonnaise, but I made one with, instead of mayonnaise, you use like avocados. So it's basically kind of like a breakfast sandwich.
Sounds yummy.
That sounds right delicious.
It was really good and it was so exciting, but I did drop the bowl right after I made it. So almost all of it spilled on the ground, but enough of it clung to the bowl that I was able to have like a small sandwich, and it was quite good. So I look forward to more egg salad in my life.
Anne had a really funny Be Real that day because she posted like a picture of her beautiful egg salad, and it was like, gonna see if I like egg salid. And then, you know, if you post on time, if you post on time, you get a second post. And then you scroll over, and the second picture is Louie licking it off the floor. So sad.
So tragic.
My win is food related too. I found this is nothing very exciting, but I found a couple dinners that I like, and I think I could do this with anything. So what I have been doing lately is like Trader Joe's has these, what are they called? They're some sort of Indian flavor veggie burger. Just veggie patty that has vegetables and potatoes and stuff. And I'll just cook one of those and have it with some rice in a bowl. And then I've also had some Trader Joe's. They have a green chili chicken pupusa. And I'll make one of those and have it in a bowl with rice.
And I realized any sort of appetizer, if you put it in a bowl with rice, is dinner. And I never really put that together, but pretty much anything that you're like that has, that's like fried or something, I don't want to eat that for the whole meal. Just put like one of them in a bowl and you've got dinner.
Rice. I love it.
Okay, I think that wraps it up for this week. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe to our show and visit our website, hopculturepod.com. We'll also be popping up on Instagram throughout the week, so follow Hop Culture Pod for more fun. See you next week.